welcome to another episode of Workings of the Townships on CJMQ 88.9 FM with your host, Shelby. This week, I will be focusing on answering two important questions about the natural resource sector. First, how to define the resource sector, and secondly, why is this sector important to the Canadian economy? Now, when it comes to defining the natural resource sector, most people have a pretty good sense of the meaning. The natural resource sectors include both primary and manufacturing industries. The primary sector is defined as the extraction and harvesting of raw materials. Beyond the primary sector are the resource-based industries. They can be understood as the manufacturing of resources that involve relatively minor processing. These include pulp and paper and smelting, and refining of non-ferrous metals. The tricky thing is that it is hard to know which industries are included in the resource sector. There is no universally agreed upon criteria to measure what constitutes a resource-based industry. Since the majority of studies on the importance of natural resources use different criteria for what are natural resource industries, results of the studies vary in conclusion. So, organizations in Canada and abroad lack agreement on what constitutes resource industries. They even disagree on whether primary industries such as agriculture, forestry, and fishing should be included. So, for example, in studies conducted by the TD Bank, they chose to exclude agriculture and fishing, as does the National Bank. The Bank of Canada left out forestry and utilities from its definition of resources. But the most controversy comes when defining manufacturing industries that process natural resources. Amongst many organizations, there is a widespread consensus that when conducting studies, natural resources should include the wood and pulp and paper industries. Most studies include primary metals and petroleum refining. Some embrace manufacturers of non-metallic minerals. And only a few organizations, such as Statistics Canada, include food processing. The reason why it is important to have a clear definition of resource sectors is that a consistent measurement can be created to understand the impact it has on the Canadian economy. Results of study will vary depending on the definition that organizations use. Due to this, the size of the GDP contribution from the natural resource sectors in Canada has varied between 9.8 and 14.8%. within the same year. So the narrowest definition of the resource sector comes from organizations outside of Canada. So for example, the U.S. Census Bureau pegs the resource contributions to Canada's overall GDP as just 9.8%. And the OECD, so the Organization of Economic Cooperation and Development, is at 10.8%. And the Canadian government organizations represent much of the mid-range, with the Bank of Canada saying 13.2% contributes to the GDP. At the high end, chartered banks dominate, with such institutions as the Toronto Dominion Bank, a GDP contribution of 14.8%. So some of the reasons for the differences in measurements can be caused by bureaucratic structures, time, and commodity versus industry-based definitions. Bureaucratic definitions should be viewed with caution. For example, Natural Resources Canada defines resources as mining, forestry, utilities, and pipelines, but it excludes agriculture and fishing. So what's going on? Probably because these resources have their own federal departments. Now, the Alberta Chamber of Resources defines resources as forestry, mining, utilities, pipelines, and chemicals. Also, over time, definitions can vary within organizations. The 2012 Statistics Canada definition of natural resources encompasses the primary sector, utilities, and manufacturers of food, wood, paper, primary metals, and refined petroleum. But in 2011, this is where it gets interesting, folks. Brace yourself. It considered more categories, including related wholesalers and manufacturers of leather, tobacco, fabricated metals, and non-metallic minerals. The understanding of natural resources can be even more complex because of exports. This becomes a complicated element because Statistics Canada's data on international trade use a commodity, not an industry-based definition. The wide range of definitions of natural resources can be a result of using the resource sector as a tool to study wider topics of the terms of trade. Rarely do researchers attempt to justify why some industries were included and why others were excluded. So, how do we define the resource sector? Well, in 2015, Philip Cross, I don't know if you know about Philip Cross, but he's like Madonna in the economic scholar world. I don't know if that's true, but he's pretty cool. So, Philip Cross published a convincing argument in his article called Unearthing the Full Economic Impact of Canada's Natural Resources. He is a senior fellow at the Macdonald Laurier Institution. He spent 36 years at Statistics Canada. That would be exciting. And was a chief economic analyst. In his paper, he classifies the primary sector as well as industries outside the sector by using statistics on inputs rather than subjective evaluations of which industries are resource-based or of the complexity of processing. So, what is a primary sector? What is the utility sector? And what is resource-based manufacturing? So, according to Cross, primary industries are those that harvest or extract raw materials from nature. This includes mining, agriculture, fishing, forestry, and oil and gas extraction. It is important to note that using purchased inputs of natural resources only applies outside of the primary sector. The primary sector and utilities do not purchase resource inputs. No, sir. They extract resources from their natural state by applying capital and labor. So since the primary sector does not purchase inputs, the entire primary sector has to be the starting point, folks, in defining resources. Now, utility inputs are also considered starting points for determining which manufacturing resources-based industries. So what is the utility sector? Well, I'll tell you. Utilities are those companies that build and maintain the infrastructures needed to provide electricity, gas, and water. They also provide related services that utilizes that infrastructure. Think of Hydro-Québec. When it comes down to manufacturing resource-based industries, Cross defines it as a share of total inputs bought from all primary industries and utilities. For example, smelting, good old smelting, and refining of non-ferrous metals require both a source of metal, ores, and a cheap source of electricity. When using this calculation, the results reveal that petroleum, refining, wood, food, primary metals, and non-metallic minerals are the most resource-based manufacturers. They also purchase between 84% and 25% of their inputs from primary industries. He considers the threshold in inputs to be as low as 17%. Below this mark, the industry would not be considered resource-based. To conclude the long journey of finding a comprehensible definition of the resource sector, I will define it in the words of Philip Cross. The definition of the resource sector begins with all the primary industries, so agriculture, fishing, forestry, and mining, plus utilities. Industries beyond this first group are counted as resource-based and part of the resource sector if they purchase a significant share of inputs from the primary sector or utilities. So Cross claims that the natural resource sector is now defined as including, get ready for it, agriculture, forestry, fishing and trapping, mining, utilities, as well as manufacturers of wood products, food, primary metals, non-metallic minerals, chemicals, pulp and paper, petroleum and coal products, and pipeline transport. The next topic of discussion is, why is the natural resource sector so important? I'll break the role of natural resources in total output, employment, and business investment. So according to Cross's research, the natural resource sector accounts for 17% of Canada's GDP and nearly 14% of all jobs. In 2010, and yes, that's 10 years ago, so keep in mind, things have changed. The natural resource industries directly contributed $260 billion, or 16.6%, to Canada's GDP. The resource sector was as large as 19.9% of total GDP at the height of the resource boom in 2009. So of the 16.6% of GDP, it directly attributed to resource industries. So about 11.3 percentage points originated in the primary industries and utilities. Another 4.9 percentage points came from resource-based manufacturing. The remaining 0.4 percentage points reflected outputs in the pipeline industry. So 65% of its total output of $176.6 billion was due to the primary sector and utilities, mining, including oil and gas. The oil and gas industry generates 3/4 of the income earned, and resource-based manufacturing represented 46% of all manufacturing outputs in all of Canada. Holy schmoly. Also, it is important to keep in mind that the production of natural resources affects all industries in Canada. The results show that every dollar of increased resource output generates $2.32 of economic-wide GDP. So it is a multiplier of 2.32. Wow. Other sectors that are affected by the resource-based industries include business services, transportation, and customer services. Business services record an increase in $3.2 billion, reflecting the need for everything from accounting to engineers to lawyers. Also, transportation increase in demand, since the increased output of resources has to be carried to market, which includes such services as rail, ship, and truck. Since the resource sector provides high-paying jobs, a lot of mole, this leads to more demand for consumer services, such as retailers, recreation, hotels, and restaurants. And finally, natural resources are the dominant force in business investment in Canada. However, not all natural resource sectors are booming. Most investments has been focused on energy, which accounts for 79% in 2013. Also, there is investment in many other resource industries, notably wood, paper, chemicals, and non-metallic mineral industries, but not as much in recent years. However, agriculture, metal mining, and primary metals continue to have relatively high levels of investment. So there you go, folks. I hope that was as clear as mud. And hopefully that gave you a basic understanding about the confusing and crazy world of defining the resource sector. And also about the importance that this sector has on the Canadian economy. If you have any comments or would like to share your knowledge about any of the many resource industries in the Eastern Townships, please contact me by email at workingsofthetownships@gmail.com. Again, workingsofthetownships@gmail.com. And to leave you folks off, I'd like to show you a wonderful song by the Dead South called Miss Mary. You have a good one. Bye now.
Lady killed Band-Aid somewhere away. Didn't know what to do or do, said she ran. Oh, as fast as she can. Nearest garbage where she threw his body in, went a plastic bag to cover up the rancid smell, and the came up, man. Oh, what a tragic plan. Miss Mary and the man. Never killed no one before, never seen such blood. When she heard a man of thumb, she grabbed that six-shooter gun. There's nothing he could do, nothing he could say. He was naked with another woman, screwing around today. Just an illusion, toxic thrill. Kill her man. And thing about Miss Mary was she took too many pills. Voices in her head are calling out. Seeing blood about, her husband was innocent, she killed him anyhow.